Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing excellent. It's Monday. Monday fun day, right?
Right.
So Hawk is going to go ahead and send over a few things to me really quick here, just to catch me up to speed on this call. But in the meantime, I'm speaking with Sawyer, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, pleasure to meet you, Sawyer. In the meantime, though, did you have any questions regarding our program and how it works?
So I got 401, 411 local.
Okay, 411, yep.
They're not very good. It's hard to communicate with them, and I'm going to have to call them and cancel here soon.
Okay.
They haven't done a whole lot for me in the first month, so... Are you guys kind of like them? You build a website, you put on Google with a monthly fee?
And to answer that question, in a sense, yes. We definitely have a lot more to bring to the table than just that. So first off, okay. I'm sorry you want to do that. We're going through that with 401 Local there. Let me tell you a little bit about us. I mean, we've been around this business for about 18 years now. Okay, we have an A-plus and a BBB because we really do take care of our own people here. Okay, we are a premier Google Channel partner, which means that we get things pretty darn quick compared to the most other companies out there on the market. Okay, now, we're also really good at what we do. We specialize in the local area as well, making sure that you get to choose from 7 to 15 keywords or phrases. So that way, when customers are typing in these keywords or phrases, you will be popped up on that first page of Google. And as long as they're in your area as well. So we want to make sure you're not getting phone calls that you're just wasting your time on because they're out of the area. Okay.
Gotcha.
But the great news, though, is Sawyer, that we don't just stop by getting you up on Google, but we also make sure to get you up at the 60 different directories as well, too. So making sure your web presence is on point, you know. So, for example, I mean, I could spit some out of my head right now. I mean, if you feel like your customers are going to search for your services through Yahoo, Yelp, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages, I mean, you name it, we can go ahead and do that for you as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, cut out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry.
Yeah, now you're good. Far as website, now, did they build you a website, or did you build your own? I'm seeing something on here.
On Wix?
Is it Wix? Yeah.
Yeah, I built the Wix one, but that's just for something for people to see. Like they
yeah.
say they're not like
yeah, something.
Well, this company is just there type of deal.
Nice, man. To be honest, I'm looking at it right now, and I got to give you props on this one, no lie. I used Wix before personally myself a long time ago, and I didn't get this far, so that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, it took me a little bit.
That's all good, man. Hey, you got to – whatever you got to do to get the food on the table, let's put it that way, right? So there you go.
Right.
Now, we are a one-stop shop here, okay, Sawyer? So we can help you with the website as well, too. Now, usually that's actually an extra cost, but from what you're telling me here is that – oh, bless you – is that you're pretty much a new business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Gotcha, man. Well, first off, congratulations. Kind of hard to
do
that these days. Yeah. So because of that, we actually can even include your website for you. Now, the domain name that you wanted to use, do you want to keep that the same? I mean, do you want to change that by any chance?
The name?
Yeah. Because obviously we're not going to have – when we build you a website, it's not going to say – .com/local/ or anything like that. It's actually going to be just your name choose on there. Okay. So that's the pretty
yeah.
cool part behind it. Yeah. So you just got to let our techs know. I mean, I'll be the lead on your account. And then also you have a second form as a second form of contact. And then you also have our technicians and our account management team there to back you up Monday through Friday. Okay. Now here's the cool thing. You're not going to just, be told, hey, we got all these leads for you, right? We're actually going to make sure that those leads and customers are calling you directly. They're not going to go through a third party or, you know, anything like that, okay? And we don't charge per month, like, far as per lead, per job, per click, or anything like that. It's month to month with no contract on that. That's the beauty behind it, okay? So you always know how much is going to be charged every month and when. And because we don't have any contracts on that, you already know it's in our best interest that you do well, so that way we can earn your business for a long time. Does that make sense?
Sure. What will be the fees?
Okay, yeah, let's go dive into that. And listen, if it works for the budget and everything like that for you and the company, then great. We'll go ahead and take it further from there. So I do want to confirm one last thing, though. How far are you willing to travel out for your work? Is it 30 miles or would you say closer or longer?
45 miles.
45. Okay, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. No worries, no worries. Okay, so everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement in the beginning. Okay, so the reason why we have that is because, as you probably already know, getting up on the first page of Google is just...
Give me 1 second, because I just pulled up to a customer's house.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
All right, and then I'll get on the phone in about 10.
All right, yeah, I'll hold on there for you. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
All right. Oh, Sawyer, you still there? Hey, Sawyer, are you, hello? Hello?
Yeah. 1 second, almost done.
Alright, man.
Sorry.
Quite a while.
What's that?
Thanks, sir.
No problem.
I'll give you a call in the morning. Appreciate it.
See you tomorrow. Yep. Sounds good.
All right,
sorry about that. I'm back.
I thought you were putting me on hold for a while, man. I was like, wait a minute. He don't like my voice or something.
No, no, not that.
No, I'm messing. I'm messing. All right.
Oh,
so
people call. They're you on hold.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I got you, I got you. Well, I'm glad you're busy and everything. Busy means you're doing good, you know, so, and that puts food on the table.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, I was looking through a few things, too, Sawyer, that, you know, Hawk sent over. I noticed that you were, he was saying that, can you explain this a little bit deeper for me? I see that you were, like, flagged, I guess, for on Google in the previous. Is that what it was?
Yeah, so... I got the verification, I put the verification in, and then they immediately flagged me.
What?
So I sent them my EIN.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. I don't know why. Maybe it's the name, and I didn't change it in Laura. I'm not sure, but I sent them my legal documentation that I was a legitimate business, and I haven't heard back from them yet.
Interesting. Okay. That's something we specialize in, so that I know for a fact we can help you with. All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing any pieces to it or anything like that, because I'm not going to tell you something we can't do.
No,
nope,
it's
know?
Just – yeah, no, it was literally right when I put in the verification code, it said your account has been flagged.
Really? Okay, all right. We'll yeah. make sure to help you out with that, everything. You know, we do, like I said, because we're a premier Google Channel partner, we're able to help you with that. And we do it pretty darn quick, too. All right. Now, obviously, you already see the value of getting on Google there on the first page. We can help you with that. All right. Website. Seems like, I mean, you definitely got the ball rolling on there, but we can help you with that as well. We are a one-stop shop here. Okay. Get you up on 60 different directories. Get your brand awareness. Brings in the right customers in the right areas for you, okay? And we both know that the demand is hot. It's just a matter of them finding you, because right now it's a little difficult to find you unless they actually know your full, you know, company name. So, far as everything goes on there, let's go over pricing then. And again, if you feel like this is a great budget, you know, fits in your budget, then we can get a green light from there. Does that sound fair?
Okay. Absolutely. All right.
All right. So again, we have multiple packages. I just want to make sure we have the right package for you and you're not throwing money out the door. Our main concept is we want to make sure that you're saving money in the back end while getting your return on your investment on the front, right? So it's very important to us.
All right.
So again, everything is set to a 2-month verbal agreement. As you've already been through, it takes a little while for Google to actually send that letter in the mail physically, right? Now you can email back, however you want to contact them, but once that goes through, everything is just going to start, you know, flushing in a lot quicker than you think. Okay. Now your set flat rate is going to be at $299 a month. Okay. Program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So your initial investment today out the door would be at $398. No taxes, no hidden fees, no pay per job, click, or anything like that. And again, it's month to month, and it'll be at $299 after that. Is that something you can comfortably
budget?
Okay.
Yeah, $299 is not bad.
Beautiful. And again, I wanted to make sure everything we spoke about before, I want to recap. We can build your website and make sure to clarify everything for you on the web for Google. I'm sorry you went through that, man, but we'll make sure to clear this up for you as well, too, okay? All we ask for is to make sure you're communicative with us, because communication, as you already know, communication is everything, you know? So if you want to run new promotions or change out keywords, phrases, you can modify that anytime. We give you account login and password for it, or you can reach out to our tech team, and they're open Monday through Friday. They'll make those adjustments or run new promotions for you as well, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, beautiful. And Sawyer, I just want to make sure I'm not demolishing how I spell your name. Is it S-A-W-Y-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Sweet. And then how do you spell your last name, Sawyer?
Last name is P-E-U-G-E-O-T.
Mm-hmm. How do you pronounce that?
Pujo.
Pujo. That's cool. If you don't mind me asking, what nationality are you?
I'm 100% like an American, Irish, and just completely mixed with random white stuff.
Really?
But the name is
nice, man.
Yeah, the name itself is French. It's a French car company, I believe.
Yeah, I was gonna say it definitely sounds French to me. That's why I was like, I don't know, I don't hear any accent or anything though.
No accent.
That's awesome though. Bet you guess the ladies. Sorry, I don't know. I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. So, Sawyer, now I want to make sure the business name is completely on point, because it's going to go on, again, it's going to go all over the web, all right? So I want to make sure if there's any LLC or .com or anything like that, please let me know right away so that way I make those adjustments on there. But I have your last name, Pujo, Plumbing, and Drains, plural. Okay, there's no LLC or anything like that, right?
The company is an LLC, so it's actually just Pujo Drains LLC.
Okay, gotcha. Pujo Drains LLC. Let me put that up.
I'm going to end up changing the name.
Okay.
But I have to go through Vara, Michigan to be able to get it switched over.
No worries, man. So anytime you make any type of adjustments or modifications, again, all you got to do is just let our techs know, and they'll go ahead and modify it online for you as well. Okay? But you just have to let them know, so that way the sooner the better for them, okay? And
absolutely.
Then, as you already know, per Google guidelines, they have to have a physical address so that way they can verify that business and everything, like just in case. They may send it again, probably, just let you know. But what's the address for the business for that?
8729
uh-huh.
Dogwood Avenue, Kalamazoo,
Michigan, 49009?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to put that in there. Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go over a few things, because we're going to set up a technician call. Don't worry, you don't have to be in front of your computer or anything like that. All we ask for is about an hour window. Now, usually, average goes about an hour, but it could be smoother and quicker for you, just because I'm going to go over a few things with you while I have you on the phone. So that way, when our techs do give you a call, they're not starting from scratch, okay?
Okay.
Now, what day would you be available for them to reach out to you, though?
I would do Friday.
Okay.
Friday would be because all my checks are getting put into the account Friday. So that's when I'll be able to pay you guys the $320, whichever dollars it is, to get it started.
Okay. All right. Sounds fair enough. I can do then?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your transparency, man. Actually, thank you. As you can tell, it's not my first rodeo, man. Yeah, I got you. What we could do then, Sawyer, is I want to make sure that Sahak is not calling out to anybody. And what we'll do is set up everything, right? I'll set up the tech call on Friday.
Yep.
I'll put it more than later in the day, though, just because they do need to have payment before they actually are able to do anything. But I'll make sure that they'll give you a call on Friday. What I'll do then, Sawyer, to make sure to actually, you know, keep this concrete as your position, we'll just put a card on file with no payment on there until Friday, and I can set it to a time so that way it's just even better for you too. Okay, I want to make sure everything's completely transparent and relaxed for you. What time would in the afternoon would work for you for the tech to give you a call?
Let's do around 1:30 to 2.
1:30 to 2. Okay, hold on. Let's see if we have that available right now. Give me a second. Would we have right between 1 and 2? So 1 to 2, is that work for you, or would you say like 2 to 3?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
1 to 2 is perfect.
1 to 2. Okay. All right. Okay, so I have your email just from your Wix website there. Is it lastname.firstname.drains@gmail.com?
No, it's supposed to be Peugeot.sewer.drains@gmail.com.
Okay, let me change that out, Moss, right here. Okay, I got it. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite from a Google Calendar here, so that way it's reminding the technicians on our side that you're committed to go ahead and give you a call, and also for you as a reminder as well, okay? I'm going to send it in just a minute here. Give me a second.
Sure.
And is this the best number for us to reach you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool. And then for the future here, for the customers, is this the number you want them to reach out to, or is there a different way of contact you want them to have?
Nope, this phone number is good.
Okay. And would you want them to text, call, email, all three, or just one?
All three is fine.
All right, cool. Got you. All right, give me one second. All right, I just sent that over to you. Let me know once you got that, though.
Will do.
Okay. And then, in the meantime, I'm going to set up a few other things on my end here. Wow. And again, we're not charging nothing today, but I want to make sure for information to charge on Friday. The first and last name, is there anything on the card, like a middle initial for it?
Yes. Hold on. Let me
kind of
get to the email.
Okay. Sorry, I work fast, man.
All right. JSEO.
That's me.
Yep.
You got it.
Will you see the response?
I will. I think I just got it. Perfect. All right. Thank you,
okay,
sir.
This is lagging on my end. Driving around.
Oh, you're good, man. You're driving? Yeah, man. Drive safe, okay?
All yeah. Right.
That's all right. Good, bro. I got you. All right. And then I'm just filling out a few things here. One second. Oh, yeah. What was the letter in between? You said you had a middle initial on there?
On my card?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to use the new business card, so you could put Peugeot Drains, and that should work on there.
Oh, okay, got it, okay. And does it say your first and last name still on there as well, or is it just your business name?
Let me look at it.
Just in case.
Yeah, I had to switch things.
No worries.
So it's Sawyer Peugeot, and then on the bottom is Peugeot Drain.
Got it. Okay.
No middle initial or anything.
No middle initial. Okay, cool. Is that to the same billing address that we had a little bit earlier, though?
Yep, same billing address.
Okay. All right. We'll get that in a second here. I just want to make sure I get the most important stuff here. Now, far as the services that keywords and phrases that you want to be found for on the web, I just got a few off the line here, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but like plumber, like using plumbers, obviously. Minor plumbing, drain cleaning, plumbing repair. Is that about right?
Yep. Okay. Clogged drains, backed up drains.
Okay.
Water treatment would be one.
Water treatment. Water drains. Okay. And here. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to leave a note for our text that the customer may want to add more so that way they can bring that up with you, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
That way, I mean, you'll have some time, write a few things down just in case if I'm missing anything there, and then that way they can go ahead and get it going for you, okay? Okay. And then hours of operations, what would you say? Monday through Friday, 24/7. 24/7, my guy. Yeah. All right. Right. All right, let's put that there. Also, far as... there we go. So far as a Facebook business page, do you have that by any chance? Or a personal page?
Sorry, say that one more time.
Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yeah, there is one on there. I haven't done much with it yet.
Okay. So what we can do, and this is included for you, I'm not trying to upsell you on it or anything. What we can do is actually help moderate that for you, manage it for you, and even run ads for you as well. Okay, again, all inclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already know, marketing 101, man. The more they see you, the better it is for them to think of you to call first when the time comes when they need their services, right? So we'll make sure of that.
Right.
I'll put that in there for you. You can thank Local Slash, but you can also thank Sahak for getting you a discounted rate on this one. He put in a good word, so you can share.
Good.
Yeah, we got you. Okay. So technically, I mean, building on Wix, they don't – did you buy out that domain name by any chance? I don't think so, right? I don't know how – if
nope.
Right.
Nope.
Okay.
The only thing I purchased for my business was the logo that you see on there.
Okay. Got it. Keep that logo. The text will ask for that, and, you know, we want to make sure everything's good. And I have 45 miles out, but do you have any specific cities or anything like that or counties?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing specific. Okay. If they call within 45 miles.
Okay. Out of Kalamazoo. Got it. Okay. All right. And as far as payment structure, how does the customers pay you? Do they accept cash, check, credit card, debit, PayPal, Venmo?
Yep.
All
yep,
the above?
We accept everything.
Okay.
Yep. Anything they can pay with.
Okay, cool. PayPal, Venmo, and then what about Zelle? Do you guys use Zelle?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe I had Zelle on my business account.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Man, you're on top of it. There you go.
Right, dude.
That's what's up. All right, cool. All right, so I got this going here. All right, so I'm going to
literally
save.
My last step is getting on Google and getting a proper website.
Nice, man. Well, we'll definitely help you with that. I mean, again, it's not our first rodeo. I mean, I've helped a lot of companies when they're brand new or even when they've been established for about 28 years. You know what I mean? So we're all around helping everything, and we're very flexible too. And we want to make sure that you guys are doing well, because if you don't, then we're out of luck over here. You know, we're no business. So it's in our best interest to do well for you.
Absolutely.
Let me just check out this really quick. Okay. So what I'm going to do is a voice verification with you as well to add a form of protection for you. Before we get to that, I just want to confirm the card number and everything. Again, I'm not charging nothing, man. So I just want to make sure that way everything you do is going to be very smooth and quick for you when the techs call you on Friday, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Let me make sure, because I'm giving you a discounted rate over here, and it's important that I triple check this really quick so that way there's not a dollar more, okay? So hold on.
Got it.
Okay. Let's go over card payment method. Like, is it Master, Visa, Discovery, American Express? What do you got?
This one is a MasterCard.
MasterCard it is. Okay. Again, I'm not charging nothing. I want to make sure. This is all calls are recorded, man. I just want to make sure. What is the card number?
Card number is 5322-5620-0180-2759.
All right. And the expiration date?
10/27.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. And then there should be a security code there.
594.
All right. Okay, so updated there. Now, there is a security question that we're going to set so that way when anyone calls you, I don't care if it's – even if they say they're local Splash, if they're asking for money or information in any way and they don't know the security question or the answer – hang up on them right away. Okay, we'll go over this again during the voice verification. But we don't want you falling for any scammers out there, okay?
Absolutely.
So there's three choices for a selected question. It's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Do first pet's name, and the answer would be Max.
All right. Not Mad Max, right?
Nope, just kidding.
Love it.
I did prefer the original Mad Max over the new one, though.
Do you? Oh man, it's been a while since I watched the original, but the second one was pretty good, you know. The remake on, yeah.
I like Tom Hardy though. So
yeah, man. Tom Hardy.
That made it all better. But I like. The original Mad Max actor, I can't think of his name right offhand. He was 100% my favorite actor. It's hard to argue him.
Granted, man. I mean, look at him. I don't know if you saw Warrior, but that was incredible.
Yeah.
He worked out for it.
Yeah.
I mean, he played the role. It was, yeah, on point for sure.
Yeah, Warrior was a good one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I want to make sure to change this date here. Okay, so I want to make sure we go over this so that way we don't have to go over again and again and again or anything like that. So in the process, just make sure it sounds as clear as possible when answering the questions. And if you have any questions for me in the process, just say, John, can you stop for a second? Can you answer this for me, elaborate it? I'll be more than happy to, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. All right, so let's get it started. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance that outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection to you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business. Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Sawyer Peugeot, owner.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to local Splash. We already canceled that part out for you, so we got the security question. So make sure if anything comes like that, you ask them, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on Friday, the 14th, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 14th of every month in the non-refundable amount of $299. Okay, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due, though. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. All right, so we're all set over here. I have your tech calls set up and everything. We got it all confirmed. So just make sure to look out for that call over there. Now, what time would be best to go ahead and charge that card, though, on Friday?
You guys give me a call first.
Give you a call first? Okay, yeah. What time would probably be the best time to call you?
Probably around 4 o'clock, I believe. It should be 4 o'clock, so yeah.
4 p.m.? Okay. I'll make sure to notate it and then write it in my notebook over here myself, so hold on. Full charge. All right, right now I got you. All right, and that's all set. I made sure to go ahead and put everything in there. And please, if you have any questions, when the techs call you as well, let them know, right? I mean, as far as, like, address, keywords you want to swap out, how does that work, things like that. They're really good at what they do for a reason. So don't ever hesitate to ask them, okay? All right, man. Sounds good.
That's perfect.
Yes, sir. All right, so I'll give you a call around like 4 p.m. And actually, hold on. I just want to make sure because we have – oh, I cannot do that. Because we have to accept the payment before the actual techs give you a call. Would you be able to
– Oh, that's right. Well, yeah. Wait. Let's just call them. Just call me back before they're supposed to call me, and then I can let you know if it's there or not. And then if I have to push it off, then I can talk to you guys about it.
Right, exactly. Okay, perfect, perfect. So, yeah, I'll give you a call before then. It'll be around 9 a.m. my time over there. Okay. So, all right, yeah, we'll give you a call like an hour before, okay?
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, sounds good. All right, and then I think we have – everything here for you. Do you have any other questions for me?
Nope. I should be all set until Friday.
All right. Sounds good, man. You take it easy. Please, drive safe, all right? I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, will do. I'm not driving now.
All right. Oh, okay. All right. My guy over here. You take care.
All right. Yeah, bye.